Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Two private high schools have been approved to reopen in San Francisco. This highlights the very different reopening timelines of public and private schools in the Bay Area. KLW's Andrew Garcia has more.
On Tuesday, Archbishop Reardon and Stern became the first San Francisco high schools to be approved to reopen by the city's Department of Public Health. When the schools will actually reopen remains to be seen. The Stern School, which has already been approved to welcome back lower grades, initially proposed that its high schoolers could return as early as November 16th. Reardon and Stern join over 100 other private elementary and middle schools that have already been given the green light. Meanwhile, none of the San Francisco Unified Schools have applied to reopen. City records indicate that aging facilities and labor agreements make reopening these public schools more challenging. Many public school parents are not happy. Here's one mother who attended last week's SFUSD board meeting.
I have a first grader. She is not learning under distance learning. We are stressed. We are struggling. And this is an abject failure of the district to step up and help parents.
This conversation is likely to continue as the next San Francisco Public School board meeting will be on Tuesday, November 10th. I'm Andrew Garcia, KALW News.
And as a note, KLW's broadcast license is held by the San Francisco Unified School District. Election officials in California's 58 counties have a challenge you might not have given much thought to: phrases on the clothing of people coming to vote. As CAP Radio's Mike Haggerty tells us, there's a fine line between electioneering and protected political speech.
Political wearables have come a long way in a fairly short time, from discreet buttons to hats and shirts with faces, names, and slogans of political candidates prominently displayed in big fonts and bright colors. California election law prohibits items with the names or pictures of candidates within 100 feet of a polling place. That's called electioneering. But Sam Mahood, spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, says that law does not cover slogans, including ones that are associated with specific candidates.
So, for example, Make America Great Again, Black Lives Matter, Build Back Better would all be permissible to be worn at the polling places. However, nothing with a campaign slogan could use the candidate's name that's associated with that slogan, or the logo, or the likeness of any candidate on the ballot.
Critics say some slogans are so closely associated with a candidate that there's no real difference. But Mahood says the law is clear and very specific, and it'll be up to county election officials to make sure the law is obeyed, but no one's protected political speech is infringed upon. In Sacramento, I'm Mike Haggerty.
There's been a lot of mental health demand this year on everybody who works in my field.
That's Keith Humphreys. He's a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Stanford University. He says mental health professionals are among this year's frontline workers. He says if you're feeling stressed this election cycle, he says it's perfectly rational to feel anxious about things we can't control.
Elections have enormous consequences for our lives, you know, the economy, politically, culturally, and yet we can't control it very much because 300 million people get input. It started even before the election because the coronavirus has cut people off, you know, a lot of socialized isolation, a lot of fear, a lot of bereavement. So we had that already. And then you have the fires and then you have this.
Humphreys suggests occasionally unplugging from the news and social media.
It is a pretty demanding time. What do you do in those situations? I mean, at least one of the eternal human things is seek the comfort of others. So to just have someone to talk to, talk about how you're feeling, turn off the social media and the internet, and instead talk to someone who you love, or pick up a book or watch a movie and just tune out, take a break. It'll be there when you get back.
More than two-thirds of adults in the United States say the 2020 presidential election is a significant source of stress in their life, according to a poll out this month from the American Psychological Association.